From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. China's best-known human rights prisoner, Liu Xiaobo, died Thursday at age 61 following a high-profile battle with liver cancer that made his death as controversial as his life. Liu was the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize. He spent his last 8 years as a prisoner of conscience. He passed away at a hospital in Shenyang, China, where he'd been moved from his prison cell in the final stage of his illness. The Judicial Bureau in Shenyang announced the cause of death as multiple organ failure. Liu's final days were marked by a public dispute over the quality of his care and Beijing's refusal of a family request that he be transferred for treatment to the United States or Germany. Liu Xiaobo is survived by a son and his wife of 21 years, a staunch supporter of her husband, Liu Xia. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is calling for China to release Liu Xiaobo's widow from house arrest. "I call on the Chinese government to release Liu Xia from house arrest and allow her to depart China according to her wishes," he said Thursday, hours after the death of Liu Xiaobo. "In his fight for freedom," said Tillerson, "equality and constitutional rule in China, Liu Xiaobo embodied the human spirit that the Nobel Prize rewards. In his death, he has only reaffirmed the Nobel Committee's selection." Again, China's best-known human rights prisoner, Liu Xiaobo, has died at the age of 61. This is news from the Voice of America in Washington. President Trump is in France, where the country is commemorating the entry 100 years ago of American troops into World War I. The two presidents held a press conference Thursday that lasted for around half an hour. Trump was asked about the issue of the Russians meddling in the United States 2016 election. He defended his son, who revealed this week that he had had a meeting with a Russian lawyer regarding the campaign.
"As far as my son is concerned, my son is a wonderful young man. He took a meeting with a Russian lawyer, not a government lawyer, but a Russian lawyer. It was a short meeting. It was a meeting that went very, very quickly, very fast. Two other people in the room, I guess one of them left almost immediately, and the other one was not really focused on the meeting. I do think this. I think from a practical standpoint, most people would have taken that meeting. It's called opposition research, or even research into your opponent. I've had many people — I have only been in politics for 2 years, but I've had many people call up, "Oh, gee, we have information on this factor or this person or, frankly, Hillary." That's very standard in politics. Politics is not the nicest business in the world, but it's very standard where they have information and you take the information.
The man convicted of killing Kremlin critic and former Deputy Prime Minister Boris Nemtsov in 2015 was sentenced to 20 years in prison by a Russian court Thursday. Prosecutors had initially asked for a longer sentence, including a life sentence, for the shooter Sao Dadaev. Four policemen were shot and killed Thursday in southwest Pakistan by a group of Islamic militants. The Baluchistan provincial government says the policemen were on a routine patrol in the capital city, Quetta, when gunmen intercepted their vehicle and sprayed it with bullets before fleeing the scene. The dead officers included the police superintendent. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson left Qatar Thursday with little apparent progress in his shuttle diplomacy aimed at ending Qatar's diplomatic standoff with four Arab countries. He spoke with Qatari leaders after spending Wednesday in the Saudi Red Sea city of Jeddah, meeting with diplomats from Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates. And the U.S. Department of Homeland Security is considering a proposal to require the country's more than 1.4 million international students to reapply for permission to stay in the United States every year. You can find more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.